USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The New York State Department of Health is now reporting the effectiveness of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for young children has waned quickly during the Omicron surge. Within 1 month of being fully vaccinated, the effectiveness of the Pfizer shots against infection caused by the Omicron variant fell from 68% to just 12% in children ages 5 to 11 years of age. While they say the vaccine is still protective against severe disease, the shot's effectiveness against hospitalization in that age group also dropped substantially, falling from 100% in December to just 48% by the end of January. The United Nations Refugee Agency said that now more than 660,000 people have fled from Ukraine into neighboring countries. They also said the situation is due to become Europe's largest refugee crisis of the century. Most of those seeking refuge have fled to Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia. This is USA Radio News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's tax prep, every person counts.
Better not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
Itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Four people were killed, including three children, after a gunman opened fire at a church in Sacramento, California. Three of the victims were the children of the suspected gunman. The fourth victim was supervising a court-ordered visit between the man and his children. All of the victims were dead when the first responders arrived. The suspect died by suicide. When deputies arrived, they found the body of an adult male along with his three daughters, ages 9, 10, and 13, inside the sanctuary. The mother had a restraining order against the children's father. She was not in the building at the time of the shooting. A large cargo vessel carrying cars from Germany to the United States sank in the mid-Atlantic 13 days after a fire broke out on board. The Felicity Ace sank about 250 miles off Portugal's Azores Island as it was being towed. It wasn't clear how many cars were on board the ship, but that size carry at least 4,000 vehicles. Suspicion on what started the fire has fallen on lithium batteries used in the electric vehicles it was carrying. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Major League Baseball extended the deadline that was scheduled for last night to start canceling regular season games. And with an update, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
I'm standing outside Camelback Ranch, where today the Los Angeles Dodgers were supposed to be playing the Seattle Mariners. Instead, the parking lot on this beautiful day in Glendale, Arizona is empty. Major League Baseball owners and players are continuing to discuss a new collective bargaining agreement. Major League Baseball saying they have now until 5 p.m. Eastern time today to avoid delaying opening day set for March 31st.
As Texas is working their way through midterm elections today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said the Democrats are in for a big red wave.
You want to know how powerful? Find me one person on planet Earth who doesn't know what Let's Go Brandon means. And not just in red states. A wave is coming. We are taking our country back. We are standing up to power. We are defending liberty. We are defending the Constitution. We are defending the Bill of Rights. And together, we will save this great nation. God bless you.
Pollsters around the nation are showing President Joe Biden's numbers at below 40% approval ratings in almost every category, and it threatens Democratic candidates across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.